was your wedding day the best day of your life? I mean, like the best day of any other. Nothing compares to your day walking down the aisle. Take a listen to retired rugby star Rob Kearney talking about his own wedding day on the Insights with Sean O'Rourke podcast.
I'm sure she won't mind me saying this, but discussing our wedding day with Jess is always, listen, she thinks this was the best day of her life. You know, nothing will come close to her wedding day. It was the best day of my life. I loved it. I'd love to redo it, everything again. In my own head, I'm thinking, Jesus, this doesn't come into the top 10 days of my life. I've had Heineken Cups, Grand Slams, beaten the All Blacks. Our wedding day doesn't even register.
Yeah, it's not even in the top 10 for Rob Kearney. And my gut reaction when I heard this morning was, part of me was thinking fair play to him because I actually can't believe he said it. But I'd wager he's not the only person. And I want to chat to brides and grooms out there today about this. Like, was your wedding day really the best day of your life? Like, I'm sure it might have been in the top 3 or top 4, but the single best day. 1800 453 106 is the number. Comedian Julie J is with us on the line. Julie, was your own wedding day the best ever?
Yeah, do you know, I have to say, the thing about my wedding day, I think I still have a bit of PTSD for my wedding day. Like, look, it was great, but it's so stressful. I mean, it's a great day in the sense that, like, obviously people you love, they're all in the one room and it's so rare that you get that opportunity. But equally, I have to say, it is just the level of anxiety and stress beforehand. It's hard to enjoy the day because there's so many variables that can go wrong. So I actually kind of get where Rob is coming from in that, like, it's a tough day in terms of memories, but I don't know, is it an enjoyable day per se?
Like, would you maybe like to have been a guest at your own wedding?
Oh, if I'd been a guest, I would have had a great time. Like, yeah. There's people who say to me, oh, because obviously we'd a lot of myself and my husband are both comedians, so we'd a lot of comedians at the wedding. And they would all say, which is really lovely, that they just had the most brilliant day. And I think for us as well, because we were in the middle of COVID, and like, we had postponed the wedding so many times, and that wasn't even down to COVID, Andrea. We were just keeping our options open. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So I think when it came to, there was a window, and I was really unsure, should we pull the whole thing? Because obviously the numbers were going up. I didn't know if it was a responsible thing to do. I think it was all of that as well. Then you had a few cancellations because that was the nature of COVID. There were a few people there that, like, you really, like, I felt for my husband, Fred, actually, because his mates were dropping like flies. Again, is it COVID or do they, you know, not like Fred? I don't know. But like, a few of his friends were dropping out at the last minute. And I just felt so bad for him. But equally then, like, we ended up, like, on paper, it was a great day. But when I think back to it, like, it took me a while to even look at the photos because I just remember, like, the level of stress involved. Okay. And as well, because, like, we had the baby and, you know, I think, like, you know, there was a couple of things. And on the day, I remember joking because it was so stressful with the baby as well that, like, I was like, God, I understand now why people used to get married and then have the babies. Like, this makes so much sense now. But yeah, so I don't know what I say enjoyable day, but like, it was a great day on paper, but I don't know what I say enjoyable.
Donegal content creator Eric Roberts is with us as well, Julie, because Eric, I know you got married at home in recent months. Do you agree with Rob Kearney, or was it the best day of your life?
I'm curious if Rob knows he was being recorded at the time saying this. There's unwritten rules for men. If my wife asks if she looks good in a dress, the answer is yes. If I'm asked if my wedding day was the best day of my life, the answer is yes. So I'm flabbergasted. I'm flabbergasted that he says it wasn't in the top 10.
Not even in the top 10.
Mine was. Listen, mine was the best day of my life, and that's not because my wife's standing looking at me. It was up there, definitely top 3, I would say. But I had a great day. I was kind of oblivious to the stress and stuff, because my wife did most of the heavy lifting.
So you did no organizing, basically.
I didn't do much organizing. I essentially was a guest at the wedding, so I had a great time. I had an absolutely great time. But no, I for one don't see where Rob's coming from, because I was just elated on the day from start to finish. I didn't want it to end, and I'd love to do it all again.
I do wonder, do men and women experience wedding days differently? Like when you talk about your wife, Eric, and the organisation and the logistics and the planning that she did in the months leading up to it, is that why, I suppose, bride and grooms often just experience a different day?
I mean, it's highly probable. My wife was stressed in the lead up to our day, and I was kind of oblivious to it all. The planning that went into it was incredible. I organized one or two very minor things, so I was just able to enjoy the day. And I suppose there's an added pressure of stress on the bride to hope that everyone else is enjoying it. But I had a brilliant day. All my friends had a brilliant day. We didn't leave the dance floor. And obviously, marrying my lovely wife as well was a good highlight too.
Do you, Terry Prone, of course, chair of the communications clinic, like, it was a brave statement for Rob Carney to make.
And a terribly honest one, Andrea.
Yeah.
I think myself, honesty is overrated, particularly in the marital situation, because I think many wives would think, well, we had let him off with not putting it as the very top day, but not even in the top 10. Wow.
Now, Rob Carney has had some major highlights, like on the rugby pitch. And, you know, not everybody is going to have the level of success stories and big days that he has to compare it to, obviously, as a former Irish international. So does that make it different? Does that give him maybe a little bit of a pass or an excuse, Terry?
I think that his wife would have to decide that, but I don't believe that sporting prowess, sporting achievements could match a wedding day. I mean, I know that my wedding day is second in line. The first day, the most important day of my life, was the day when my husband-to-be told me that he loved me. After that, it was the wedding day. Now, I agree with Julie that people, husband and wife, may experience it differently. I loved my wedding day, not least because for the previous 3 months, I'd been living on 3 hard-boiled eggs a day in order to get into the wedding dress without looking like Mount Everest after a heavy snowfall, you know? And so I really wanted my meal. And then I discovered the great thing was that my husband was extremely nervous because he had to make a big speech. And so he didn't eat his meal. So I was able to eat the 2 meals. It was great.
The financial stress, Julie, is another thing that a lot of our listeners are starting to mention here now in some of the WhatsApps that are coming in. Like, the one thing that hasn't been mentioned, financial stress, which I was personally under because I'd nobody to pay for our wedding day, only myself. I had to take out a loan from the bank, pay it back over 5 years, says this listener. Like, I suppose all of that adds up, Julie, doesn't it?
All of that.
The stress.
And, like, you know, I do think fair play to Eric there for such an, you know, an honest response when he was talking about, like, how I think there is a little bit more on the women and there's a bit more pressure. Like, my husband basically, you know, we love him to bits, but he did just turn up to the wedding. Like, you know, I just gave him a date and said, this is where the wedding's happening. Please be there on time. Like, it is just so much more because it's the minutia. And equally, like, when we were having our wedding, like, there was no comedy happening during, obviously there was kind of a window, there was comedy happening, then the gigs were cancelled, so I actually went back teaching for a while to give Fred his dream wedding. Like, he wanted the work, so I was like, look, we have to pay. But it's a lot of money. And now, look, I do think guests are very generous and they do appreciate, like, everyone's going to pay for their dinner and all of that. But, like, it is a lot of pressure beforehand because you do have to come up with the funds. So, like that listener says, it doesn't surprise me the amount of people who do have to get money from somewhere, because a lot of us, you know, aren't going to the bank of parents, the bank of mom and dad to get money. Like, that might not be an option for people. So it's just a lot, I think.
Eric, do you think men are, like, even just from, say, chatting to some of your own friends, there's definitely a divide here, you know, in the messages that are coming in from people. But do you think some men just downplay the importance of their wedding day?
I mean, men are men at the end of the day. It's hard for men to get in touch with their emotions, I suppose, and I can understand why they're not divulging all this romantic talk about it being the greatest day of their lives. And I was a bumbling idiot on our wedding day. There's videos online of my wife and Eve walking up the aisle and I can't hold it together and my lips going. And it's a day that had built up over many years, and we were planning the wedding together over the course of a year or two, and it all came to fruition in the day, and all your family and friends are all there gathered to to support you on the day. And I think it's just it's a huge day out for both parties. So to say it's not in your top 10 of all, like, we've all done incredible things. We've all had trips. We've all had achievements and stuff. So yeah. I don't know. I can't understand the line of saying, I say he's kicking himself saying it's not in his top 10. But for me, it was well up there. But I do understand that not all men want to be cringy, I suppose, in this day and age. But I think the majority of my friends, my family, the way I was raised, my father, looking at who he is with my mom and stuff, to say comments like that there, I think is more hurtful towards the bride than anything else.
There's a remarkable messages after coming in here now, and I'm interested in all of your thoughts on this. This listener says, my wedding day was definitely not the best day of my life. My bridesmaid didn't turn up because she was hungover. I was so stressed, my dad's friend gave me a few whiskies before I walked up the aisle, which meant I then couldn't say my vows. I was laughing and giggling the whole way through. We then got to the speeches, and my husband's best man showed naked photos of him when he was younger, and the look on the face of the parish priest, my dad and my granny's face, was just priceless. The day ended up with a porter undoing the back of my wedding dress as my husband was asleep on the bathroom floor. Can you imagine being the person telling that story, Julie?
I mean, it's comedy gold. I will probably open with this story at my Polly Cotton show this weekend. I'll just change a couple of names. But you know what? I think based on just anecdotal experience alone, I have no stats to back this up. Sometimes I think the more disastrous the wedding, the better the marriage. So I think, look, it's just a day at the end of the day. So like, even if stuff goes awry, it is just a day, ultimately.
There's a huge amount of stress, Terry, isn't there? Like, people, I often wonder that, like, when I look at a lot of my friends and the wedding day and the stress and all of the stuff, like, a lot of them will say they didn't really enjoy their wedding day. It was an amazing day, but a lot of them often prefer the second day, the day two.
And none of them take responsibility for having created the stress. It is as if there is a wedding devil somewhere that flies in, picks the bride and loads all this stress up on her. But the fact is that it is stress that is self-induced. You decide it has to be a three-day wedding. You decide this is going to cost you an arm and a leg. You have to borrow money, all of that stuff. I would recommend what happened to me, which was, because I was marrying a former priest, we had to wait until the Vatican decided that it was all right for him to get married. And the permission came in after 3 years of waiting and living separately. And then we decided, let's do it straight away, as in 3 weeks. And 3 weeks was all we had to create the happiest day, because we didn't give a sugar. If some guest was teed off because they didn't like that we hadn't a proper wedding cake, well, do you know something? Suck it up.
There's another listener who says, my husband was asked what was the most memorable thing that happened him the year that we got married. And without a pause, he replied and said it was the year he got his golf handicap down. That was without question the best thing that happened to him on that year. Lorna's on the line in Dublin. Lorna, you've been listening to Terry and Julie and Eric. Was your wedding day the best day of your life?
It actually was brilliant. And I must say, I was really enjoying listening to Terry there. I 100% agree with her. And 100% my wedding was very like hers as well. We eloped. We went to New Orleans.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, it was fantastic. Just had the idea, just did it. And I thought, this is great. I'm going to get out of having a big white wedding.
Was it the reaction then from people, Lorna, when you told them you were going to elope?
It was actually grand.
Because, yeah.
Like, my mum and dad were absolutely fine with it. His mum and dad were fine with it. Absolutely no pressure from home. So without that there, I said, that's grand, sure. And all of my friends had big white weddings. Loved them, enjoyed them, just wouldn't be able to organise one myself. So
But that's the thing, like, it's a huge level of organisation.
Massive. It's like a project. And, you know, I'd helped a couple of friends with things for theirs, and I thought, oh my God, you know. And I actually went suit shopping with my husband, and on shop number two, he was like, yeah, this one's grand. And that was it. And I was like, okay, yeah, I could do with no more of this, thanks.
Sorted. So, wedding would be in the top 10 of my best days, says this texter, especially as some family members who were there are no longer with us. But as time has gone on and when kids arrived, I think the joy and the fun from them every day, ignoring the frustrating days and the early sleep deprived days, they would top the wedding day. Also, the day that I met my wife would actually top our wedding day as well, says this texter. Rebecca's on the line too. Rebecca Dore is a content creator at a One Fab Day. Like, Rebecca, you're working with a lot of brides and brides and grooms. Do they have different attitudes when it comes to their wedding day?
Absolutely, Andrea. So traditionally, we would see a lot of the planning falling, you know, to the bride. They assume that project manager role as such. But we are seeing things changing slightly. So normally, the bride would be looking at everything, theme, colour palette, part of the dress, flowers, cakes, stationery, what have you. But now we are seeing grooms weighing in on, you know, a bit more of the stuff like food, wine. The band is also like a big one that grooms can really assume a lot of responsibility for. So while I completely think that Rob was very brave to say what he said, there are definitely, you know, a changing mood when it comes to wedding planning.
But I would say, well, I can tell you, it's not that I would say it, I can now tell you, Rebecca, from the messages that we're getting in today, there's more and more people in agreement with Rob Carney but feel they can't say it. And I also have a poll up on my own Instagram account. 40% of people have said it was definitely in their top three best days, but they too feel that they just can't say that out loud.
That the pressure is really huge, and on both members of the couple, so that plays a real part too. But I think when the bride sees, you know, the fruits of her labour coming to light so perfectly, I think it's completely understandable that it would be, you know, the best, most important day of their life. I can understand, you know, if for Rob, you know, he's obviously, you know, he's an athlete, he's had so many sporting successes. He talks about how, you know, them welcoming their son Bobby was the high of all highs. Starting their family makes all of those sporting successes pale into significance. But I do think that, yes, these days, There's just real pressure. So it needs to be noted too, you know?
Yeah. Another listener here says, my wedding day was no way the best day of my life, actually having my two children. Those were the best 2 days. Eric, looking back, if you were to do it all again, would you get more involved in the logistics or the organising of the big day?
I don't think so, because I don't think it would have been as good a day. I think my wife did a pretty good job. I think she did a pretty good job organising it. And I had a couple of surprises on the night as well. And I think that was nice. She thought she'd organise everything to a T. So then when there was a couple of surprises on the night, that was lovely of her as well. But I think what it boils down to is that, of course, there's going to be people out there that it's not the best day of their life. And, of course, children coming along is amazing. But I think it's just the unwritten rule that there's sometimes honesty isn't the best policy.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we're discussing this, essentially. For me, if I could go back
yourself
and do it all again, I don't think I'd change too much.
We have a voice note in here as well about this, actually, from Jennifer.
Hi, News Talk. I'm just listening to that really interesting slot there about... was it Rob Carney and his wedding day not even being in the top 10 of his special days in his life. And I actually couldn't agree more. I do not understand why a wedding is the best day of your life, even above having a child or any other personal achievements. And also the other thing is, I mean, if we're really honest about this, if a couple decides to get married, isn't that lovely for them? Isn't that great? But really, who else cares? You know, people go along to the party and enjoy it. But this idea that, you know, people will pay for their dinner and you have to have this massive big event, well, that's all down to you if you want to have a massive big party to celebrate your wedding. I think this expectation that the guests will pay, you know, and this whole idea of, you know, traveling to Italy, Sicily, really remote parts of the world, and everybody's expected to pay for their flights, accommodation, and so on and so forth. At the end of the day, a wedding between two people is between two people, and possibly their close family. But really, nobody else cares, do they? I mean, to say that a party was the best day of your life, I think, a little bit sad, in my opinion. Sorry to say.
Yeah, it's a fair point from Jennifer. There's another great text in from Dan who says, I think Rob Carney beating New Zealand was, for me, better than my own wedding day. Keep them coming into us. 087 1400 106 is the number. Comedian Julie J, content creator Eric Roberts, Terry Prone, Rebecca Dore, and as well, Lorna, thanks a million to you all for getting in touch with us. We might come back to this, though, a little bit later in the show.